Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we were talking about 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. Listen as we digress to that chapter today.
Temptation for the Bible stands.
Some will try to walk according to God's word, particularly the thou shalt nots. And that is a good thing. And yet, one may miss the completeness of the light by the things that we are not doing, the thou shalt things. We see an example of that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. And besides this, giving all diligence, when you give all diligence, you're giving all 100% effort. Add to your faith, that is your doctrine, the separation, holiness, Bible doctrine in full. Right doctrine and separation. Add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. Think on, read, get into the Word of God. And to knowledge, temperance. Making yourself do the things that you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do them, and not doing the things you're not supposed to do. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness or godlikeness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice, godliness, brotherly kindness, and brotherly kindness, charity, a love that serves. And if these things are in you, but not only are they, if they're in you, but if they abound, there's no doubt about it, they abound, they make you that you be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, that's darkness, isn't it? And cannot see it far off. Why? And hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. See, he got saved from those old sins. And now you want to bring that music back. You want to dress like the world. You want to talk like the world. You want to walk like the world. You want to think like the world. You want the world's demographics. So he says, you lack these things that he mentioned in verses 5 through 8. You forget, you're in darkness. But he that lacks these things is blind and cannot see afar off, because he's forgotten that he was purged of his sins. You're in darkness. But verse 10 says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence, there's that word diligence again, to make your calling and election sure. For you do these things, you shall never fall. Make it sure. Strengthen your calling. Strengthen the fact that when you receive Christ, your election was complete. If you do it, you'll make these things stronger and stronger, as we see in verses 5 through 8. Then he says you'll never fall. You can live a life, it's not meaning that you'll never sin or never do something wrong or mess up. He's just saying that you'll never fall. You'll keep going in the way of righteousness. Now, too often, we only have a religion, not a fellowship. Although we may be doing good things, it is not in fellowship, rather, in cold duty. and form. Let's just look at 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6 for a moment. We're going to be covering that pretty soon in the next chapter, so. But let me just take you there and look at something. He says, "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Now, we looked at verse 6. If we say we walk with him, but we have fellowship with him, but we walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. It tells us we're liars. Here again, chapter 2, must be something important. Catch this. You don't keep his commandments, you're a liar. The truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. It is matured. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk as he walked. Our lives ought to be very Christ-like. Walk as he walked. Walk in his commandments. Live according to his word. When you have churches that and preachers that mock the word, that mock our Bible, that mock our standards, they're in darkness. Don't let them drag you into darkness. Don't let them deceive you. Evil men and seducers will wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Don't let that happen to you, my friend. And so as we see that someone who does these things obeys commandments, walks in his commandments, walks as he walks. And how did he walk? You know, walking as Jesus walked, well, how did he walk? Well, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye shall take it patiently? But if, when ye do well, and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin. Neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously." Now, that's talking to Jesus Christ in his humanity. And so, he says, now, enduring grief for suffering wrongfully, that's one thing. But if you suffer for your faults, you take it patiently, what is that? I mean, the world does that. He says, now, if you do well, and you suffer for it and take it patiently, that's acceptable with God. And then he even says that this is where you're called as a Christian, Christ-likeness. "Because Christ also suffered for us," and listen to these words, "leaving us an example." This is an example. Christ gave us an example that we should follow in his steps, walk as he walked. What was that? No sin, no guile found in his mouth. When reviled, he reviled not back. When he suffered, he threatened not. Instead, he just committed himself to him that judges righteously. The Lord never used carnal things to defend himself or to respond to others. He always used the Word of God, because ultimately, the Word of God, if received, will always help another. And this is where the rubber meets the road. In Matthew 5:44, it's not an easy thing that Jesus told us. He says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Now, look. I've got people to this day I've been praying, I've known for 40 years. I've prayed for them by name. I've known some for almost 50 years. I've prayed for them by name. Getting right with God. There are others I know just recently. I still pray for them to get right with God, and I pray for them by name. Now, I'm not going to tell you names here, and I'm not going to tell people in my church the names. This is between me and God. But I pray for those people. Some are enemies. They've tried to oppose me, tried to hurt me. Sometimes it's family. Sometimes it's fellow believers in a church. Sometimes it's close friends. But he says, love them. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. Listen, it's hard to do, but once you start doing it and some get right, boy, that means a lot. I've had three people in the last year that have called me up to apologize. And boy, I tell you what, they caused me a lot of grief. And we didn't make their apology public because I didn't want them to suffer at the hands of others, okay? But this is walking as he walked. That's how we do it. As he is in the light, we're to walk as he walked. And we have here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 19 through 23, a good example, as well as Matthew 5, 44. Those are the examples. So the implication is very clear. He says there in verse 7, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now let me say this about the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus shed his blood on the cross for our sins in his humanity. When he rose from the dead, Mary Magdalene was starting to run to touch him, probably just like a woman would do, see somebody would suffer through all that, and they just feel sorry for him. Jesus just wants to feel sorry for him. He chose to do. He wasn't a victim. He was a victor, for that matter, but he wasn't a victim. That's what he chose to do because he loved us so much, he wanted to pay for our sin. Now, having said that, he wouldn't let Mary touch him, not because she had had seven devils, because he'd cast those out long ago. But rather, he had not yet ascended to the Father to apply the blood at the mercy seat in heaven. Now, Moses made a pattern of the heavenly, but it wasn't the heavenly. It was a pattern of it. This blood of Jesus is on the mercy seat in heaven. And so whereas this blood of Jesus Christ makes me accepted in the beloved, that makes me accepted in Christ, I still go because that blood is there for the cleansing of my feet. Remember at the Last Supper there in John 13, Peter says, Lord, you're not ever going to cleanse my feet. And Jesus says, if I don't do your feet, then you have no part with me. Then Peter says, oh, wow, wash my head, my feet, everything. And the Lord says, no, Peter, he that's already been cleansed needs not to wash but his feet only. In your walk in this world, your feet get some of the dirt of this world on it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his